You're listening to Your Bucket List Buster on Blog Talk Radio, eWomen's Network. Your Bucket List Buster travel show helps you make your bucket list dreams come true. Host Karen Duncan spent decades running a travel business. She, along with other industry experts, share their knowledge, travel stories, and wisdom about how to travel, where to travel, and how to have a stress-free adventure. Tune in weekly and give yourself permission to focus on yourself, create lifelong memories with family and friends, and finally, learn to relax, rejuvenate, and reconnect. This is your Bucket List Buster. Aloha, buenos dias, ni hao, yahate, bula, guten tag, bonjour, jambo, bortare, everything's Irie, and good afternoon. Welcome. I'm your Bucket List Buster. I hope you're all having a fantastic day. So today's show is travel accessible to everyone, which it should be. And with our guest speaker, Mr. Andrew Garrett from Special Needs Group, he's going to talk about some of the things that his organization does to make sure that people with all types of challenges, physical challenges, or even medical, still get an opportunity to travel the world with their family to make fantastic memories. So my thought for the week is, what is your favorite travel memory from childhood? In the past, you've heard me talk about my experience traveling as a kid. My favorite memory is taking the train from Memphis, Tennessee to Montana with my mom, grandmom, and my first cousin, Kim. I really remember watching the dirt change colors along the way, looking at the topography of the country. That may sound a bit weird, but I was really fascinated because it went from dark brown to a bright red, which was amazing. Once we got to Montana, I didn't see a lot of people that looked like me, which was fine, but it was kind of cool to see the mountains, to feel the crisp air, and just how different the town was from where I was from. My aunt took us up to the mountains to a friend's ranch, and at the very top of the mountain where her ranch was, so kind of imagine a tall mountain, because in the car we had to go around and around and around and around, and then we ended up at the top. We stayed in a mobile home, which was pretty cool in itself, considering I had never really seen a mobile home at that point in my life. Remember, I spent lots of time at my grandparents' farm in Oxford, Mississippi, but I was living at that particular time in Chicago. I think we were still living in an apartment complex, which is now considered the concrete jungle. We picked wild blueberries at this ranch right from the vine, and the lady that we were visiting made cobblers out of them right then and there that night. I remember riding backwards in the station wagon. Do you guys remember the station wagon? Some of you do. I guess I'm kind of giving away my age, but the very last seat of the station wagon faced backwards at the tail end of the car. And that's where we were sitting, me and my cousins. And I remember looking off the cliff as we were riding around the mountain, because there was no rail there. And I kept just thinking, if there had been snow at that particular time, that could have been pretty treacherous. Those are my favorite travel memories. It was really life-changing for me to have an opportunity to see that different type of atmosphere or environment as a child. I read an article this week about raising global-minded children, which I've talked about in the past as well. Not so much in those words, but the concept is the same. If we want to change people's opinions and stereotypes about others, we need to travel to different parts of the world and the country to see everyone as the same. People in different environments have the same goals in life. They want to raise happy children, have a happy family, and enjoy life the way they can, or as much as they can with what they've been given. But if you talk to anyone that has ever traveled, no matter where they've traveled, you'll find that they have more open-mindedness to the ways of the world. So this particular writer wrote this article. Her name is Susan Farrell. And her recommendations for how her clients can raise an open-minded child. And I thought this was very, very interesting. Get a globe or a world map and place it in the house. It's a subtle thing, but children are curious, so they'll begin to ask questions as they hear people talk about different places on the news or on TV or even their favorite TV show or their favorite book. They'll go to that globe or that map and try to figure out where those people are from. So having a map or a globe is small, but it could be very beneficial. Encourage kids to identify and learn about locations in books that they are reading or in the movies. That's one of the ways I got super interested in traveling. I read a lot as a kid, and being able to escape to those places that my characters in the books were was very fascinating to me. Have a long-term travel plan that children can look forward to and learn about. That's the first step in travel planning. Plan a trip with your kids, even if it's to grandma's house, who may live in a different state. Talk about where she lives, how you're going to get there, when you're going to go, and those types of things. Next is get them involved in the travel planning itself. You guys sit down as a family, plan a trip for the vacation or the holiday, where you want to go, what you want to do, and that type of thing, and then they'll be really involved in that. Next is there are many teaching moments during travel, starting with going to the airport, learning to read the departure board and arrival boards, finding where the baggage claims are, looking at the maps once you arrive, getting a rental car if that's part of it. All of that is a learning experience. Most importantly, modeling good behavior with global citizenship, being kind to strangers, being open to different ways of the world, and observing and participating in the new destination that you're traveling to. With those, your children will grow up to learn to love everyone, be open to new things, new foods, new activities, and they'll be good global citizens. Well, those are my thoughts for today. So, as most of you know by now, I'm founder of Adventures with Autism, Down Syndrome, and Epilepsy, a nonprofit that specializes in providing respite opportunities through travel for families with special needs. I truly believe everyone should get the opportunity to disconnect, to reconnect, and that's what this week's show is all about. When we get back from our break, we're going to talk about the top 15 most relaxing vacation spots in America, and our super cool guest speaker, Andrew Garrett of the Special Needs Group, is going to talk to us about how he wanted to make sure travel is accessible to everyone. He's got an amazing story about how he started this company and why. So with that, I'm going to take a quick break. This is your Bucket List Buster, and I'll be back in a minute.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
Welcome back to your Bucket List Buster. So we're talking about some travel trends, the top 15 most relaxing vacation spots in America. So I thought this was really cool because, like most everyone, we kind of overcommit in the things that we do on a weekly basis. So we're so stressed out and we're always, you know, just always have something to do. I know I'm multitasking with four or five different things at a time. So I thought this would be a little fun because there's spots in America. So if you don't want to travel abroad this year, but you know you want to get away and do something kind of fun, cool, but something really relaxing, these are the top 15 most relaxing vacation spots in America. Number one is Olympic National Park, Washington. Quietest spot in the lower 48, Great Smoky Mountains, Tennessee. It offers scenic fly fishing and horseback riding. I think that's luxurious. There's Blackberry Farm, a luxury resort at the foothills, and it has a collection of charming cottages and one of the best destination cooking classes in the country. Sedona, Arizona is known for its spas and is consistently ranked amongst the top in America. Cayo Costa, Florida, accessible only by ferry, which means once you get there, you're there. There's nothing to disrupt your tranquility in Florida. No busy beaches for you. Killington, Vermont, one of the nation's best spas, offers daily treks throughout Vermont Green Mountains. In wintertime, you could go to Killington Ski Resort for a snow-dusted getaway. What about Boulder, Colorado? In one of America's least stressed cities, did you know that Boulder was one of the least stressed cities? The Pearl Street Mall and wide range of restaurants provide plenty of low-key shopping and dining opportunities. Gates of the Arctic National Park in Alaska, number 7. This Arctic getaway is America's least visited national park and ideal if you want to go off the grid. It's perfect for relaxation, camping, canoeing, and exploring in total peace. You get dropped down in there and the whole place is yours. You and the bears. Carmel by the Sea, Caramel by the Sea, California. Explore a manageable spread of small town shops and galleries. Then you can take a trail down to the beach. They have a lot of little inns and lodges that you can just fall asleep at the sound of the waves. Number 9, Seattle, Washington. Good book, relaxation, tour Seattle's neighborhoods and coffee shops, find a little cozy nook someplace, and you're in there. Seattle is one of America's fittest cities, which plenty of scenic running trails for an active break if you decide that you want to do any activity at all. Number 10 is Kauai, Hawaii. Now that's an amazing place because it's locally directed as one of the secret beaches. Let me take that back. The locals will help direct you to some of the secret beaches in Kauai shores. It's like a rainforest type of environment, but it's a little safer because you don't have to deal with the bugs or the snakes or anything like that. Number 11 is Traverse City, Michigan. Country living, charming beach town, wineries, breweries, and all of that. Number 11. Guess what made it? Number 12, Austin, Texas, where I live. To some, relaxation means going out on the town, live music, and beer. We've got 6th Street here, which is known, and now we have a couple of other places at the Domain that are very well known. But if you like a little funky kind of town, a little funky Airbnb, paddling on the lake, kicking back, listening to some live music, then Austin is all of that. Number 13, my husband would love this. He's been trying to get me to go see the Grand Tetons at the Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. Stunning views makes this place a hit with backcountry campers who seek solitude. That's him all the way. Number 14, Boundary Waters, Minnesota. Can you imagine? But there's Wilderness, Northeast Minnesota. It's perfect for those who crave limited cell service and plentiful calm. Take a canoe out and just do some fishing on the lake. And number 15, Chatham, Massachusetts. And guess what you get to do there? seal watching, birding, shopping, upscale fishing town at the elbow of Cape Cod. This has all types of tide pools to go canoeing. There's a tiny beach along the coastline, and it offers all kinds of relaxation. So those are the 15 top most relaxing destinations in the United States. And if you need to get away and get off the grid, then those are the places you need to go to. So after the break, we're going to have a talk with our guest. I'm so excited for you guys to hear his story. Andrew Garrett of Special Needs Group. He is going to tell us about why you shouldn't or don't have to wait to cancel a trip or postpone a trip because someone in the family has special needs, it either temporarily or permanently. The whole family can still go on vacation because he's got the resources for you. With that, I'm going to take a break and I'll be right back. This is your Bucket List Buster. You're listening to Your Bucket List Buster on eWomen Network. Peaks, Cruises, and Tours. Did you know that Peaks, Cruises, and Tours is a special needs travel advocate? If you have a loved one who has some mobility or medical challenges that otherwise cause you to reconsider taking a vacation, Peaks, Cruises, and Tours can help you get the right equipment on board your ship or to your hotel in 150 cities and over 35 countries. Special Needs Groups is the leading global provider of wheelchairs, scooter, oxygen, and other special needs equipment, rentals in the industry. Contact Peaks Cruises and Tours when you are ready to book your next vacation with that family member that needs a little help. 512-252-8919. Welcome back to Your Bucket List Buster. We have on the phone with us today Mr. Andrew Garnett, President of Special Needs Group, and I am in touch with these folks because, as you know, I have a nonprofit that is near and dear to my heart called Adventures with Autism, Down Syndrome, and Epilepsy, and it started me into the journey of accessible travel for everyone. And since I became an ambassador for a Special Needs Group, my world has actually opened up quite a bit. I've gotten a couple of customers unexpectedly from our website that needed my assistance. So I'm really excited to talk to you today. Hi, Andrew.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So tell me about how you guys got started. What brought this on? And how long have you been doing it?
Well, they say that the best ideas happen by accident, and this actually did happen by accident. I used to be a recruiter for call centers for AT&T, and they got out of that call center business, and I was downsized, and I had a lot of difficulty finding work. There was a travel agent that had requests for this kind of equipment and asked me if I'd be willing to do this type of thing, and I figured I had nothing to lose because I couldn't find work anyway. So I literally started in my bedroom, and I used my Saturn for the first deliveries. I folded the seats down and shoved the wheelchairs and scooters in there. And then I got a storage unit. On busier days, I would rent a van. And then I ended up renting a warehouse, purchasing a van, and hiring some folks. And in order to continue the growth of the business, I would wake up at 3 in the morning and drive up to Port Canaveral here in Florida and drive across the state to the other side to Tampa and make deliveries the same morning and come back home. And I would just do that. So I drank the Kool-Aid, and today we now service 165 different metropolitan areas in 35 different countries.
Wow, that's amazing. That is really amazing. So how long have you been doing this?
We just had our 10th anniversary, so it's been 10 years.
Congratulations. That's amazing growth in 10 years.
Thank you so much.
That just lets you know that there's such a need. So how do you how do you provide for folks in the other countries? You must partner. You have some partners that you work with in other countries, correct?
We do, but with our model, All of the equipment is belonged by us. So I would say we own 99.9% of everything that goes out, because in many ways we're more of a logistics company than a medical mm-hmm. equipment company. Because mm-hmm. if you think about, just think about a cruise ship, if it sails from Barcelona, Spain, and then goes to Dubai, well, we need to be able to pick the equipment up in Dubai and have it ready for the next guest. So
right.
if we were using somebody else's equipment from Barcelona, they wouldn't be too pleased that their equipment left. So
right.
we have an international network that we work with.
Amazing. So let's talk about what type of equipment you offer to our guest.
Yeah, the vast majority of our customers have mobility issues. So they will rent mobility scooters, wheelchairs, and in fact, the majority, if you were to ask them if they had a special need, they would tell you no. Because it's the same person who goes to the grocery store and uses the scooter there, they don't own mm-hmm. one at home. But when they're off doing something that maybe requires a little more walking, a little more exertion, that's when they want to use it.
Right.
Then next comes oxygen type of equipment, for mainly for people who use it for sleeping with, but
mm-hmm.
also for mobility issues if they exert themselves to use the oxygen.
You know, we went on a cruise, a family cruise in January, and used your services for my mother, who had another hip replacement done in August, I believe, and she refuses to stop. She's almost 81 years old, and she loves to cruise. And she got on her scooter, and everyone laughed because she was like Evel Knievel in that thing. But she, you know, that's what she wanted, and she was able to get around the ship because she was doing well, but not well enough to walk continuously. So it turned out to be a really good thing for her. What other type of items do you all rent for need?
Really, just the whole gamut. You know, a lot of people don't realize we do deliver hospital beds, patient lifts. The Lazy Boy type recliners or lift chairs, so it's like a Lazy Boy recliner that mm-hmm. will actually help someone stand.
Wow.
So we always suggest you reach out to us, even if it doesn't seem like something we would do. And
mm-hmm.
I can tell you the strangest requests we get are usually from Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Really?
And we always seem to make it work for them.
That's amazing. That's perfect. That's really perfect. I believe that everyone should have an opportunity to have downtime and take family vacations and have memories of a lifetime. So I really appreciate the fact that you work with Make-A-Wish and other organizations to make sure that happens for everyone. I think that's so in line with my mission and what I'm all about and why I've been in the travel business for 22 years. And I noticed that you do bath equipment as well.
We do. So commode chairs, shower chairs, mm-hmm. yeah, the whole gamut. And our motto is delivering an accessible world.
Right.
And really our mission, much like yours, is to make sure that it's not only possible for anyone to be able to go, but for people to enjoy the trip while they're there.
Absolutely. Those that are helping those that have special needs or slight needs, and as well as the person with the needs. So what cruise lines do you work with?
Actually, we work with all of the cruise lines.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah,
that's good.
We're the only company that can really do this on a global scale.
Mm-hmm.
There may be in some towns, one local medical equipment provider that can make deliveries to that ship. However, once the ship goes out to sea, if there's an issue, unfortunately, because that company wouldn't have the network that we do, it wouldn't be able to assist the guests. So really, we, even though we have all of the licensing to be able to provide home health care service, we only work with people who are traveling because we don't want people to think of us as medicinal. We want people to think of us as empowerment and fun. And actually, one piece of equipment I didn't mention is our beach wheelchair. We get great stories from people who say, I never saw the ocean before in my life, and I wanted to put my toes in the water, and with the beach wheelchair, they were able to do that, and it's such a thrilling experience for them.
So let's talk about what that looks like. It's like a lawn chair or beach chair that you can stretch out on, but it has the big rubber wheels that you can roll them into the water, right? In the chair.
That's right. That's right. And it's made out of aluminum, so it's not going to rust. Because you go into the ocean, that salt water can really eat up practically everything, but it won't disturb the aluminum. And it actually comes in a duffel bag because you take it apart and you can easily transport it to different places. So if somebody's going on a cruise and really they want to go to the beach every place that they go, then they can just take it with them to the local beach and assemble it there, use it, and then when they're ready to go, put it back in the duffel bag and go back.
And let's just mention that it's not always about a permanent disability or special need that people need your services. It could be the fact that someone has fallen and broken their ankle just right before the family is ready to go on vacation. And now all of a sudden they find themselves in need of assistance. Otherwise, everyone's looking at not going, correct?
Correct. Well, and even you gave the example of a hip replacement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody that maybe is recovering just for that for a couple of weeks or a couple of months, don't put off that vacation. You can still go and enjoy.
Right, exactly. So who would use the beach chair? What's a perfect example of someone that would need that, other than a beach lover? What type of injury or?
Well, a lot of families get them for their children to use. So it may be a child that maybe has some mobility issues, or perhaps someone that has some autism type of issues.
Mm-hmm.
There's a restraint that you can use to kind of hold the person. It's designed for someone who doesn't have upper body strength for them to fall over. But for someone, for some people that have autism type of disabilities, can use it and it gives kind of a hugging effect.
Right.
And they feel more secure to go into the water.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I saw that when I was actually taking the course that you have online, and I thought that one was really fun because I could see some situations where, you know, people think they can't get in the water, but that's just absolutely, that's one of those good things. So can you tell me a little bit about what it costs to maybe rent these things? Give me an estimate of like a scooter so people know that it's not out of the question and it's not going to blow the whole travel budget.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you the numbers I know by heart because the pricing is based upon how long the equipment is rented for, where the equipment is rented from and where it's ending up.
Okay.
And the type of equipment as well as the size of the equipment. So to give you an example, a standard mobility scooter out of Fort Lauderdale or Miami round trip, or even Seattle round trip, would be $185 for the week, and that's including the delivery and the pickup, the whole gamut. So all in is $185.
That's amazing.
If somebody, and that's for a standard scooter, so that's somebody that's up to 250 pounds. Somebody that needs something a little bit bigger, up to 350 pounds, it would be $235 for the cruise.
How much?
$235.
Oh, okay. That's not bad. That's still not bad. That's not bad at all. Yeah, that's Very reasonable as far as I'm concerned.
I
So
agree.
I'm looking on your site. What's a concierge? What's the SNG
Well,
concierge?
in the past, we would have people who would call us and make requests for Timbuktu, let's say. And we would tell the customer, we can look into it for you, but I have to tell you, it's going to be quite expensive because to get something over there will be difficult for us, and we can make it happen, but it will be quite costly. And then they would say, no matter what it is, I want it. So we would do the research and then call the customer back and say, okay, this is going to cost you $800 to do. And then they would say, no, that's too much. I don't want to do it. So we spent a lot of time doing that. So the concierge request is for out of the ordinary requests, and we charge $50 for the research. And then if the customer books it, the $50 gets credited towards the rental. If the customer opts not to do the rental, we would keep the $50 for the research fee.
That's good. That just means you guys can actually customize a request, and that's wonderful. People are looking for that nowadays, to
Sure.
be able
Yeah, we don't
to
want to
go.
say no to anybody. We want to make sure that it is possible for everyone.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Well, what else would you like for us to know about your company? I think it's a fantastic company, and I want to make sure that everyone gets the opportunity to know that you guys exist. And that they can call you direct. I prefer that they call me too
Sure,
for me to
sure.
be able to help them. But I want to make sure that they get the information, you get the information out that's needed for people to have the opportunity of a lifetime by going on vacation.
Sure. Well, to speak to that, I would say that Karen has taken our certified accessible travel advocate course because she cares enough to really understand the needs and what this market has to entail. So I would recommend that you reach out to Karen to book your vacation because you can do research online, but there's nothing like working with an expert, someone that knows the venue that you're going to make the suggestions for you. And travel agents actually build relationships with the suppliers that they work with, and you never know what kind of perk they might be able to get you.
That's
So
true.
I always recommend working with a travel professional and not booking on your own. And really, as I was mentioning before, our company is all about empowerment. So I'm going to give you a couple of examples. There was in the early days of the company, I was out fueling up one of our vehicles at a gas station, and there was a woman that was looking at me and then looking at the van, and you could tell that the wheels were turning, and she asked me, said, "Your van says that you can deliver oxygen to a cruise ship. Is that true?" And I said, "Yes, that's something that we do." "Really?" And she paused and she's thinking and thinking, and she says, "So if my mother wanted to go on a cruise, you could deliver the oxygen and she would have it on the cruise?" And I said, "Yes." "So you mean my mother doesn't have to stay home? She can go on a vacation with us?" I said, "Yes, of course." So you could see that there was a whole opportunity that she didn't know existed. And we often
Absolutely.
get, sure, and we often get notes from people saying, "Because of you, the world is a bigger place." So it's very rewarding. I like to say we're in a feel-good business.
Yes, you are.
We are definitely. And there's one other example. There was a woman who rented a scooter from us, and then she called back and said, "I didn't use the scooter for the whole cruise." So immediately in my mind, I thought to myself, she's calling to get a refund because she didn't use the scooter. Well, she actually was calling to rent another scooter. So I said to her, "I'm pleased that you're renting another scooter, but I have to ask, if you didn't need it and didn't use it last time, why are you renting one this time?" And her comment to me was, "Look, I'm getting older and I know I'm having difficulty walking, but I want to walk for as long as I can.
Right.
And just having the scooter there was the peace of mind, knowing that if I needed it, it was there. So I enjoyed the trip so much better just for the peace of mind.
That's good. That's perfect. And that's exactly what we want people to know. So I have one last question for you, Andrew. What's
Sure.
on your bucket list?
Well, that's an excellent question. You had let me know that you were going to ask this question, and
Right.
I had a lot of difficulty. I was thinking to myself, I don't have a bucket list. And I realized that since I started this business, I haven't really been on a vacation.
Wow.
And that's a bad thing. You need to really have proper work-life
Life balance.
balance, right? So I didn't write up a whole bucket list, but one thing that I thought of is I would like to take my wife and son to Australia,
Nice.
and I'd like for my son to hold a koala bear because
Ah,
that's his favorite animal.
that's one of mine. I love koalas. That's
Yeah,
a
I do
good
too.
one. How old is your son?
He's only 6 years old.
Oh, that's perfect. So I think you need to put that on, write it down, and start thinking about when you can actually make that happen because you're in the feel-good business.
Sure, and actually, I have to tell you a funny story. I met our agent from Australia many years ago, and he told me that he wasn't going to have a birthday this year. He was visiting here in Florida, and I said, "What do you mean? How are you not going to have a birthday?" He says, "Well, I'm flying back, and I'm going to lose a day, and the day that I lose is actually my birthday,
Oh, how funny.
so I'm not getting older this year."
That's so true. That
So
is
it's a way to
so.
time travel and not grow older for 1 year.
I know when we went to Fiji and we saw the same day twice
You
when we were
go.
coming back. It was one day and then we got back, it was the same day. So I understand that. Well,
Yeah,
I'm
and
so
you
glad.
didn't even do it in a DeLorean, did
No, I did not. I did
you?
not. My husband would have loved that too. That's one of his favorite movies.
Sure.
But I do appreciate you coming on the show with us today and taking the time to explain who you are and what your company does. And we're so appreciative to have you guys out there for our customers that need a little assistance or a lot of assistance. To me, it just makes it. It enables me to provide this opportunity for many more people than they know, that they than they even know. And it's important to me that people have access to opportunities like this. And so your company is one of those that I want to thank you for having the intuition to do this and I always say there's blessings in adversity, so the fact that you couldn't find a job created something wonderful.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate all of your support and appreciate the fact that you took the time to become a certified accessible travel advocate.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. You take care.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Your Bucket List Buster on eWomen Network. Welcome back to Your Bucket List Buster. Wasn't that an amazing interview with Andrew? I just think that's just such an amazing story because everyone should have accessibility. So, how about a little weekly travel news? I have some goodies for you. Anyway, travel news this week. Second year in a row, cheapair.com has found that the best time on average to purchase a plane ticket for domestic U.S. flights is 54 days in advance. So if you got plans or you're making plans, count out the days on the calendar and see if it works for you. The prime booking window range is between 105 days to 21 days in advance of a flight. If you're thinking about a road trip, good old American road trip this summer, be prepared to pay more at the pump because gas prices are slowly going to make their way up this year. I'm about to take a road trip, I believe, And I'm really anxious to see. We've got a smaller vehicle right now, which is kind of good. We had a bigger SUV, and we've downsized to a smaller one. So that'll help with the gas prices. But according to a recent study by AAA, gasoline prices are expected to jump by more than 40 cents this summer, topping out at a national average of $2.70 per gallon. This number reflects an increase of 70 cents per gallon over the same period last year. Hawaii is the most expensive market at $3.05. California is number two at $2.98. And then Washington State and Alaska, Oregon, and Nevada come in after that. Now, this is a little bit of fun news, I think, anyway. Maybe I'm a little partial. We're talking about cruise ship production shows and how well they've made these shows. And I have to admit, I used to be the type that would go on a cruise and I never went to the shows. I don't know why. I really couldn't give you a good answer why I didn't go. I would go to see the comedy shows or smaller bands, but I would never go see the Broadway type shows. And now I do because we have a son that performs in these shows. So I've seen more shows in the last 2 years than I'd seen in the last 20 years of my life. But many of the shows now on the ships are really stepping it up. Broadway caliber and just spectacular. So I've got some of the ones that I think if you're into the shows and that's what you really like to do on a ship, then these might sway you a bit in which ship you're going to go on next. So the Disney Dreams, an Enchanted Classic, Disney Magic Wonder on Disney Cruise Line, of course. And they have the dancers and the technicians and the, you know, everyone that is all of Disney, and what Disney does is shows best of all. So that's a good one. Flick on the Carnival Vista cruise. So that could be good. It's high energy performances, and they do a tribute to motion pictures. That could be fun, very whimsical, fantastic concept. People are really liking the songs and the dancing in that show. Then, of course, we have Frozen. I can't say anything else about Frozen because Frozen is one of the best shows, movies, shows, all of that. I really would like to take our granddaughter to see that one because she can sing all the songs from Frozen. Greece, Harmony of the Seas on Royal Caribbean. Astounding in so many ways. They say this particular production of Grease is definitely one of the ship's highlights. That's good. The cast is incredibly good. The backup band is great. They're live and in studio musicians as opposed to being recorded. The acting and singing and dancing are all top notch. That's good. Rock of Ages on Norwegian Breakaway, Norwegian Cruise Line. When I saw this, I had to call my son and ask him if that was one of the shows that they do on the new ship that he's going to be on. And it's not, so he doesn't get to be in this top-notch show, but he does really good. The shows that they do on Norwegian are fantastic. So this is to celebrate Rock of Ages. It's just fun and playful, and it kind of takes on an adaptation of the musicals from way back. Lots of laughing and singing. Sounds like it's really upbeat, and I'd like to see that one. I'd like for him to be in it, and then I'd like to see it. Spectra's Cabaret on Anthem of the Seas, Royal Caribbean International is one. They have robo-screens, 12K resolution Vistarama screens. Amazing. So those are the top-notch shows on the sea right now. So if you're a cruiser and you like to go on the ships to see the shows, then those are something that I would recommend. So another little thing, since we're talking about accessibility travel this particular episode, I want to talk to you about this article that I found that I think is fantastic. It's 32 vacation destinations for individuals with special needs. Now, I'm not going to go through all 32, but I will give you the link for you all to go out there and take a look at it yourself. It's friendshipcircle.org www.friendshipcircle.org. It's a blog, and it was written by a lady whose son gave his recommendations. He's 11 years old, and there are some things that he wants to do. I take it that he has some physical challenges, but he named some, and some of them I thought I'd give you a list of some of the things that he thinks would be fun or are fun. In a wheelchair. The sky deck in downtown Chicago. I'm about to lose my voice. Hold on. The sky deck in downtown Chicago. That, you know, used to be the Sears Tower, and now they have a unbelievable deck that you can kind of walk out on, roll out on. That could be interesting. I don't mind heights, I don't think, but I've never been on anything that tall. But anyway, I went off topic. The University of Michigan has a museum of art in Ann Arbor that he liked quite a bit. And it's like traveling through Europe, Asia, and Africa without leaving the building. So that could be super cool if you have some disabilities that make it difficult for you to travel to those destinations. Kings Island Amusement Park near Cincinnati. Best theme park for children. So they must have some accessibility at that particular park. Then they kind of separated it like beaches. So there's a list of beaches. Honolulu came a long way. And this is when it would be really cool to have one of those beach chairs that Andrew was talking about during his interview. People that like the water, that's the perfect apparatus for you to use to be able to sit in the water just like everybody else, or on the beach, because it has those big wheels. And if you go to this website and you take a look at this particular article, then you'll see that they have people in a wheelchair with the big rubber wheels. So Hawaii comes up a bunch in the beach category, excuse me, and then Delaware, New Jersey, Coronado, California, San Diego also. Then there are even some specialized tours and programs that I think are fantastic, like the National Sports Center for Disabled in Winter Park, Colorado, provides adapted sports and recreation programs for all ages and abilities. Then there's the National Ability Center in Park City, Utah, same thing. We have Israel for All, individual and group tours of major historical and religious sites in Israel for people with all types of disabilities. And that's the thing, when you travel internationally, because they don't have ADA requirements like we do in the United States, you have to be very careful on which destinations you choose, so that you, or be aware of where you're going has accessibility for you. Access to Africa safaris. How about doing an African safari? Wheelchair accessible tours in South Africa for groups or individuals with mobility impairments, hearing impairments, and vision impairments. Lodging is chosen on sensory or accessibility needs of each individual, and tour guides are fluent in American Sign Language. That's amazing. I'm going to have to get them on the show. In fact, I'm going to do that. I'll call and get those folks on the show, because that would be amazing. And then we've got theme parks, of course, Disney World and Disneyland. Morgan's Wonderland in San Antonio is the only theme park in the world where every single ride is completely accessible to guests with disabilities. Right here in my backyard. Legoland and Holiday World. And then we've got nature, which is the national parks, sculpture parks, Rocky Mountain National Parks, museums, of course, the Louvre, amazing, and historic sites. So there's lots and lots of availability on this site that I think, there's even one, Autistic Globetrotting, a travel blog that reviews destinations and offers helpful advice for successful travel for individuals with autism. So lots and lots of information that families can use if they have a loved one that has some disabilities. You don't have to stay at home, folks. I keep telling you that. You do not have to stay at home, no matter what people think. You're only as limited as your mind allows you to be. And even people with all abilities, have no disabilities, seem to put themselves in little boxes sometimes and are afraid to step out and venture out. So you don't have to do that just because you have a disability, and we are here to help you. Feel free to always give us a call if you need to at 512-252-8919. If you need help finding some ideas or you want some suggestions, we're willing to help you in any way that we can. I'm going to take another quick break, and when I come back, we'll close up the show with some fun facts for you. Something really trendy. Hold on. This is your Bucket List Buster. Are you ready to start checking off your bucket list? Your Bucket List Buster will be starting meetup groups across the country to bring people together who want to take their dreams of adventure to another level. YBLB's first meetup will have a kickoff meeting in the Austin area the end of May, time, date, and location to be determined, and then we'll move into the Denver, Colorado area the 1st of June. If you are interested in having a Your Bucket List Buster meetup in a town near you, give us a call at 512-252-8919 or go on Facebook, Your Bucket List Buster page. It's time to get out there and let's explore the world together.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. Are you ready to rise up and share all your greatness to the world? Stop playing small and settling for mediocrity? If so, then you need to join us at our eWomen Network Entrepreneur Conference and Business Expo in Dallas this year, August 3rd through the 5th. There will be hundreds of women entrepreneurs from all over the world waiting to meet you to share knowledge, wisdom, and even partnerships. Get ready to be coached by me and learn from other multi-million dollar speakers who will teach, inspire, motivate, and guide you to transform your thinking from small to big. And you can't beat the food and fun at our Saturday night dance party either. Look, no one makes it alone, so it's time to stop trying to be the COE, chief of everything, and step into your role as CEO. There is nothing like the eWomen Network Conference to bring out your genius and help you take action on living your dream. Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Your Bucket List Buster. I think you guys heard me say in a part of the show that I'm about to go on a road trip. Well, I'm going to be recording, sort of, this adventure that I'm about to go on. And it's going to be fun because we're going to take a road trip, and then we're going to take a plane, and then we're in the Bahamas. We're going to go check out some properties down there. And while we're there, I'm hoping that I'm going to get to do the show so that I can describe it to you and tell you about how amazing it is to be in the Bahamas. And tell you about the resorts that we're going to get to visit. So if you want to go there one day, you'll have some information. So I hope that'll help. And hopefully you'll look forward to hearing about my adventure while I'm gone and on my way back. It appears that the upcoming World Irish Dance Champions are causing some unexpected problems for the Premier Inn in Belfast in the elevator. A lot. And the moves that they're doing are causing havoc with the elevator mechanics. So they've posted signs that say, "No jigs in the lift." Belfast Hotel sign for Irish dancers. Can you imagine? So the elevators are getting stuck because they're getting on there and they're doing their Irish jigs while they're on the elevators, and they're breaking down tremendously. So I thought that was kind of funny. Hope you did too. Well, thanks for joining me today. I hope I provided some resources in today's show that inspire your travel juices, provided you some valuable information for your next trip, and that I've empowered you to take off and have fun someplace in the world. Travel recharges your mind, body, and soul. You deserve it. This is your Bucket List Buster, here to help you start living your dreams. Visit me on Facebook, like me on Instagram, and post some of your pictures. I'd love to see you. Thanks for joining us. You've been listening to Your Bucket List Buster on eWomen Network. Listen to us weekly, Thursdays at 2 p.m. See you next week.